Well, hello, guys. How are you? It is Monday, the 23rd. How's everybody doing? I know a lot of you are just getting online. It's about 11:59, and people are starting to pop on. I know a lot of you are setting your clock toward noon and jumping on. Hi, Cynthia. Good to see you. How are you doing, my love? Been thinking about you. So glad you joined us. So many of you guys have been texting and talking about how you're getting on at noon. Hey, good to see those hearts, and I've been praying for you, my love. It's been an amazing journey that we've been on together, and I don't know about you. I missed you over the weekend, but there's so much going on here, both at Influence Church, and if you're like me, just scrolling through Facebook and Instagram, seeing news feeds and ideas and creativity, and so many amazing things are happening right now in our world, and you guys have been texting me lots of things, so it's been a fun journey to be on. As you guys are hopping on right now, I want to encourage you to let me know that you're here. Do a quick shout out so I can see who's joined us. Give me some hearts and thumbs up so that we can see each other. It's so important when we look over at the feed that we're saying hi to one another, that we feel unified. You know, one thing we've said through this journey is although we're in isolation, we don't have to be in separation. And we're so fortunate through technology today to have things like Facebook Live and just FaceTime and things that we can actually have unity and we can have literally some time together. I know as I thought back in a lot of the crises in the world and different wars in the world, boy, what did they do? They really had to go in isolation. So we're so fortunate with our technology today. And hi, Carla Ann. Oh my gosh, I saw you. You are incredible, girl. Just watching you on your skateboard and being carefree. Thumbs up. I love you, girl. You warm my heart, and I love you so much. Hello, Rosio. Rosio, thank you for the bacon and eggs that you left on our doorstep. You were so afraid we weren't getting enough protein. So Rosio dropped over bacon and eggs. And that's what it's all about, you guys. It's crazy. I remember back in the day when you had to call your neighbor for eggs, you know, to make a cake. But there wasn't a shortage at the supermarket. So everybody's reaching out. What do you need? Can I help you? So Rosio, thank you for doing that. Hi, Anime. I love you, my friend. You're on. And so many of you guys are jumping on. Hi, Christy. Good to see you. A lot of you guys are jumping on right now, so let me encourage you one more time. If you go down to that little arrow in the corner, and a lot of people want to be a part of this, but they go, oh my gosh, I forgot it's 12. Would you just invite your friends right now? It's really important that we come together, we take a moment. That's why I'm doing it at noon every day. It's easy to remember to get in the Word and then join together at this prayer wall. There's so much power at this prayer wall. So many people have put requests in this wall and faith in this wall and belief in this wall. And we've seen so many miracles from this prayer wall at Influence Church. So as long as I can come here, I'm going to be at this wall and I'm going to pray. And I want to bring that spirit of prayer over you guys right now. So if you would just, again, shout out, say hi. Kim, hi, good to see you. Hi, Selena and Temecula. Love you, girl, and everything you guys do. Amber, so supportive. And Leanne, you guys, we love you. So thank you. You know, guys, here's what I want to say before we get started. So I am loving all your posts on Instagram, all social media, Facebook. And here's what we say. As women of influence, our job is to equip and empower and educate you to be the woman God created you to be. And so many of you are stepping up on platforms to share. I'm watching you give daily devotionals or read from your Bible or quote something, and you guys are stepping out as women of influence. You guys and your families and all the men that are joining us, you're stepping up, you're rising up to the occasion. I saw a t-shirt today and I loved it. It says, "The church has left the house." And hey, we may have left, no, excuse me, the church has left the building. That's it. The church has left the building. And hey, we may have left this building, but we have not left our assignment. We have not left the fact that God's called us to be the church. And so I'm really excited about what's happening right now. And you guys have really taken the opportunity to be bold and to share your faith and share even your struggles. And I love that about what's happening right now. But before we get into our prayer, I want to take a moment, you guys, and I want to share with you from the book of Acts. Now, this is a good time if you have your Bible or if you have your mobile device to pull up, and we take about 10 minutes and just do a little Bible study together, and then we go right into the things we need to pray for and war for. But this morning, my mind went to the book of Acts. And many of us know that the book of Acts was written, obviously by the Holy Spirit, but through the human vessel of Luke. And Luke walked with Jesus. He understood it. But all of a sudden now there is this new Holy Spirit experience that they're having. If you remember at the end of the Gospels, which are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that Jesus walked with them. He taught them. He showed them how to do things. And then at his death, they were so afraid he was gone. But then he came and he sat down with them and fellowshipped and gave them the command. It's time for you now. It's time for you to pick up the charge. It's time for you to walk out my name. And then the book of Acts starts with the acts, not only of the Holy Spirit, but the acts of the first church. And that's what I want us to talk about today. As we read the book of Acts, we see what happened to the first church. They were quickened alive. They were wakened alive. They took on the charge. But as I'm reading this morning, listen to this. It was so good. In verse 1 of Acts 1, write this down. And when I give you stuff like this, guys, go write it down and then let Holy Spirit elaborate and teach you and expound upon it. But look what it says in 1:1. It says, all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Now listen to me. Here's what he's saying in verse 1. He observed everything that Jesus taught and everything that Jesus did. You need to be doing both. You need to be doing acts of kindness and goodness, and you need to be teaching the word of God. Jesus did both. And I want to thank you right now for all the things that you brought yesterday here to Influence Church. I'm looking at them right now. All the donations are getting ready this afternoon to go to the Boys and Girls Club. Thank you, because we are serving our community. We are doing the acts of the Holy Spirit. We're doing the things God calls us to do, but he taught them too. So guys, this is a time for you to be concentrated, to get up in the morning, to get in the Word of God, to let Holy Spirit teach you something new, to write a scripture, to meditate on a scripture, so that we have both the acts of doing and of teaching. So Jesus calls them together, and he's gathering all the 12 disciples. He's speaking to them, and he says that the Holy Spirit came and spoke to them with power. Now, here's what I want to read you a couple of verses. It says the disciples went from being concerned who would sit next to Jesus to beginning to understand the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And when I read that this morning, there was a time where the disciples were all about themselves. Who does Jesus love the most? Who will Jesus call? Who's Jesus going to take with them? And they were so concerned about their position that they weren't concerned about their calling. So many of us are so concerned about our position, who we are, who sees us, who knows us, what we're going to do. And the Holy Spirit said, this is a season for you to be about my Father's business. This is a season for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, be speaking, be teaching, be living out the acts. And all of a sudden, the disciples realize, hey, the Holy Spirit has just changed our life. We are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit fell upon them, look what it says. It said that the church began to grow. They continued steadfastly. Now listen to me. We live in such a day that it's hard to be steadfast. Most of us have ADD, and I think it's just the world we live in today. We're constantly being inundated with social media, with thoughts, with everything else. It's hard to be steadfast. And what we need to do right now is we need to discipline ourselves to be steadfast. The disciples stayed in that upper room, and they were steadfast in the things of God. And here's what it says. They were steadfast in the apostles' teaching, the fellowship, the breaking of the bread, and in prayer. On Friday, we had communion together, and this is a time for us to understand the blood and the body of Christ. This is time for us to be the church, to activate the church, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, it said they sold their possessions and they became one. They were unified. Now, listen to me, everyone, whether you're part of Influence Church, whether you're part of Women of Influence, we need to mobilize the church. I loved on social media this week when I saw multiple mainstream denominational pastors get on one page and have dialogue and prayer together. Some of the largest mega churches in the world came together and they were unified. That's a picture of what's happening in the book of Acts. When all the church came together and they were unified with one message, and that was the message of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Now, as I'm reading this today, and here's what happens, guys, as you read the Word of God, and I've read the book of Acts so many times, but today fresh revelation came. Today fresh manna came. And the Bible says they were in that upper room. And in chapter 2, it says, the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came like a rushing wind and it fell upon them. Well, let me tell you what, Pentecost is coming. Pentecost is actually on May 31st, 2020. May 31st is actually Pentecost. We start Passover on April 8th. It goes to the 16th. Now, what's interesting, if you know anything about the Word of God, and God teaches us through signs and through seasons, that there is that 49 years and the 50 years, a year of Jubilee, that He will do something new. Let me tell you what, between the time of Passover and Pentecost, they were waiting. They were waiting for God to move. They were waiting for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And as I was praying this morning, I said, God, are you getting ready to do something? Isn't it interesting that we have been suggested quarantined to our homes for about 4 to 5 days now? And if you begin to count how many days until Pentecost, I'm wondering if God is putting us in our rooms so that Holy Spirit can do something fresh. I heard a joke the other day. Somebody says, God's had just about enough of us. He sent us all to our room to be still and see what He would do. And I think there's just something. God is almost pulling us away. He's having us go into our rooms. He's having us go into our closets. In some ways, He's separating us so that we can get alone with Him, just like these apostles were in this upper room. The fullness of the Holy Spirit came and fell on them at Pentecost. Now listen to me. What if the fullness of the Holy Spirit is getting ready to fall on us in a new way? We've been asking for revival. We've been asking for a fresh movement of the Holy Spirit. What if He's pulling us aside so that we can align our hearts, so we get all the clutter and we get all the noise and we get all the greediness and we get all the materialism and we get all the idols out of our mind, and we set our hearts and our souls and our focus on God, and there's a stirring and a uniting of His church and He's working, and we see the greatest massive revival fall not only on our nation but on our world through this crisis. Listen, make no mistake about it, it's a crisis. I was just listening to the news, and coming from the East Coast, I understand. I love New York. I love New York City. I just heard that they've actually turned the Java Center into a hospital. That was a place I used to go for conferences. It's a place we would go for conventions. They're turning a lot of these convention centers now into hospitals. So this is a real threat. But let me tell you what, it didn't take God by surprise. He is our Jehovah Rapha. He is the one that can not only give us a cure for this disease, but the one who can pull His children dear to His heart. So I believe during this time, as you read the Word of God, it says that it's living and active. Let it be living and active in your life. Read it with fresh eyes. Read it not only as a history book, but read it as a book of inspiration to your soul. And as you read through the book of Acts, ask God, what are the acts of the Holy Spirit you want to do in my life? How do you want to move in my life, Holy Spirit? So I just want to encourage you to read through the book of Acts and let Holy Spirit speak to you. Today, specifically, as we go to this prayer wall, guys, and I'm going to just join me right now, just get in the spirit right now of prayer. These were the things I wrote down I'd like to pray for today. I want to pray for our first responders. I want to pray for all of those that are on the front lines, both in hospitals, police officers, fire, anyone in the medical, anyone that's a first responder. We need to pray protection over our first responders. We need to pray the holiness of the Holy Spirit, the living God, will protect them. We also want to pray for stress and anxiety in homes. We're going on week 2, and it's very difficult. So a lot of these moms are homeschool moms now. Husbands are home. The tension. I've already heard from so many couples that say, I'm struggling in my home. There's the tension. My children are scared. My husband's frustrated. We've lost our job. We don't know what the economy is going to be like. And there's this spirit the enemy wants to bring of confusion and disruption and stress and anxiety. But in Jesus' name, we can pray against that. So we can pray that the Holy Spirit come and there literally be a sense of community and joy, that the Holy Spirit can fill your midst in a way that you've never felt in your family before. We want to pray for that. We also want to pray for our government to be united. Right now, when they're trying to talk about these stimulus packages with the Dow down as low as it is and these small business loans and checks going out to families and both parties and the Senate and the House, we want to pray that they would come together in unity, that our president, and he's done a wonderful job, I believe. I would not want to be in his shoes. We pray for him, but that there would be unity in our government to take care of the needs of our country and our families. And then we want to pray for the spirit of revival. We want to pray, just as they did in Acts, they waited in that upper room, for the spirit of revival to come, for that mighty rushing wind to come, to blow over society, to blow over the economy, to blow over families. We want to pray that spirit of the living God to blow. So that's what I'm going to ask you to join me with today, that we would pray specifically for these four things today. Okay, guys, join me as we go and just begin to pray in your own homes right now. We're unified in prayer. Put some things, a lot of you are saying some things right now. I'm just going to ask you just to go in and type some things that you're praying for so we can see each other and we're unified. But right now, let's start. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray a hedge of protection around our first responders. Father, I think of our doctors and our local churches, my neighbors and my friends, people that I know. God, I just want to pray that you would provide the hospital beds, that you would give us the resources we need. Father, so much creativity right now in people's minds, how we're taking care of respirators and masks and inventions. And God, we want to pray protection over these first responders, God, that you would blow your Holy Spirit and they would have a fresh wind. I'm sure they're exhausted. So give them not only a confidence, but give them a stamina, give them a strength, give them power and protection. Keep them from this virus in Jesus' name. Honor their hands and their hearts as they're serving humanity. So I pray in Jesus' name, protection over those first responders. And then Father, I want to pray in Jesus' name, protection over our local homes, our families, Father, over husbands and wives and children. Some are in small little apartments and they can't get out. There's so many cities around our nation where they are quarantined and they can't get out. And there's a sense of frustration. I just pray, Father God, you hear us. We're crying out. Your children are crying out in Jesus' name. We're crying out in Jesus' name. We're crying out in Jesus' name. And we're praying for not only protection, but peace that surpasses all comprehension in Jesus' name. You tell us we'll guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. So I pray that there would be a holy peace, that husbands and wives would fall in love with one another, that they would realize that this is just a moment in time. This is a pause in their life, that they have the opportunity to recalibrate, to fall in love, to do things in their home together. We pray that we get creative with games and strategies and walks if we can and things that we can do as families. But I just pray, God, over protection and the spirit of divorce or anger or suicide be gone in Jesus' name. And there would just be stories of revivals and renewal among families today. And then, Father God, we really pray for our government as they're trying to make the decisions right now for our government. Father, for people that need money, who have lost jobs, for stimulus packages and small businesses, for our president and our Congress and our senators, Father, and those who actually have already caught this virus in Jesus' name. We pray over those senators and congressmen so that they can all come together and make these decisions. God, we pray for unity. Now listen, God, our voice cries out. Our request cries out. We pray for unity over our government and wisdom to not make rash decisions, but right decisions. That we don't make rash decisions, but we make right decisions. We have the future of this country to think about. So I pray, God, that you would just work in ways that we know comes from your hand, with ideas and thoughts and unity in Jesus' name. And above all, God, we pray for revival. We pray for a spirit of revival over our nation, over our states, over our counties, over our cities, over our homes and our churches. Father, revival means to make new again. Would you waken it up? Would you waken up that soul that had a sense of revival when we first came to know you? Bring us back to our first love. Let us see what you see and say what you say. Let us be so filled with the passion of the Holy Spirit that we see the needs of others and not just ourselves. Let us be the hands and the feet. And Father, as we go about the nonprofit business of helping other nonprofits, God, we right now as a church pray over our finances as well. There's so much that we're trying to do in our community. So God, meet our needs as we reach out to meet other their needs, and I believe you will, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the opportunity of being at this prayer wall. And everyone on Facebook Live right now, would you just begin to pray over every prayer request in this wall? God, so many days I come up here alone and I just lay my hands on this wall and I pray for a mighty revival over this wall, that every prayer request in this wall would be answered. The cancer would be gone. The marriages would be saved. The jobs would be found. The kids would come back home. God, there are so many prayer requests in this wall. And I know when revival comes, there'll be a shaking, God. There'll be a shaking and there'll be a moving of your spirit like we've never seen before. We can't even fathom. God, we can't even fathom what revival looks like. So Father, give us dreams and visions of wholeness and clarity that we would truly be the church in the heart of the bride of Christ. And Father, I thank you for these few moments we get to come together to challenge one another, to pray with one another, to be the church, to be women of influence. And God, just raise us up as a mighty army, as a mighty church, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. And all God's people said, hey guys, give me some thumbs up. I just want to know that you're there. Thank you guys so much. Read the book of Acts. Know that Holy Spirit is moving. Know that he's working. Spend some time in Acts 1 and Acts 2. Pray especially about Acts 2. Pentecost is coming. There is a newness. God is doing something. I believe, I love watching what's happening in Israel. I love watching him at the wedding. Well, we must not forget that God, that there is just something God's doing with his chosen people. And we've got to watch. Those are part of the signs. I find it very interesting that we're living in this time between the Passover and Pentecost. And there is a stirring. There's something God's doing. He says, see what I'm doing. Read the word. Know the signs. Know the times. Know the seasons. So be smart and be focused. And listen, now here's a coaching tip. Stay with me. Try to keep your mouth shut when you need to keep your mouth shut. Come on, I know you know what I'm talking about. When you're just a little irritated, when the husband says something, or the kid says something, or a friend says something, because our tension is high right now, and our emotions are high right now. We're very sensitive to things. And so one of my favorite prayers is a scripture that says, set a watchman over my mouth, O Lord, guard the door of my lips. You don't have to be right now, but you do have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So try just to be wise and not reactionary. Wise and not reactionary. And let Holy Spirit teach you how to guard your mouth, guard your words, and speak words of edification to those around you. All right, guys, I love you so much. We'll be together again tomorrow at noon. We'll be at the wall. I'll have a scripture to give you. We'll pray together. Shoot me texts with any ideas that you have, or emails or Facebook on things you'd like to pray about, and we'll pray together. Remember, we may be in isolation, but we're not in separation. I love you guys so much. I'll see you tomorrow at noon. Have a great day.